Hello, it's Monday, April the 26th, and trust you are well. We're in the prophet Isaiah, and this week we will be in chapters 9 and 10. And so chapter 9 is set in the northern kingdom of Israel and regions beyond, even further north. Chapters 7 and 8 had largely focused on Judah in the south, but now some words of warning and indeed judgment to the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. And the problem with Zebulun and Naphtali would be that they would be the first pickings for the invasion of Assyria from the north and northeast. And you will remember that Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, and I think it's verse 13, picks up the language of this ninth chapter when he goes to the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, north, way north of the city of Galilee and so on. A light has come. They had walked in darkness, but now a light had come. The fulfillment of a prophecy that we read of here in the ninth chapter of Isaiah. Judgment is coming, but light will come. And of course, that light was 700 years into the future. But chapter 9 has the message. What is the light? And chapter 9 tells us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Four names that are given to him. Sometimes it's read as five names, Wonderful, Counselor, but it seems that the wonderful is descriptive of the counsel that this child will give. Of course, this is a prophecy, a Christmas prophecy, the coming of Jesus into the world as the light of the world. So this passage is remote and dark and set 2,700 years in our past, but at the very heart of it is the promise of God's Messiah, God's Savior for sinners. Well, tomorrow we look at the second half of chapter 9 of Isaiah. Have a wonderful day.